Welcome to the Greater Greener Georgia podcast. My name is Christian, and today we dive into a crucial topic, modern day voting rights in Georgia, a subject that impacts the very core of democracy. Georgia, a battleground state, has been the center of voting rights debates for years, reflecting a broader national struggle. Today, we'll explore the current landscape of voting rights in Georgia, its historical context, and where we stand today. Let's begin briefly reflecting on the history of voting rights here in Georgia. Now, Georgia has a long, complex history when it comes to voting rights. For decades, African Americans and other marginalized groups were systematically disenfranchised. Polling taxes, literacy tests, and the infamous Jim Crow laws barred many from casting their votes. The Voting Rights Act of 1965 was a watershed moment in ending these practices.
Most powerful nonviolent instrument or tool we have in a democratic society, and people should be able to use it.
John Lewis, one of Georgia's most prominent civil rights leaders, knew the price of this fight. He was beaten on the Edmund Pettus Bridge in 1965, yet he never gave up his struggle for equality. Fast forward to today, and while much has changed, new challenges have emerged in Georgia. In 2013, the Supreme Court's decision in Shelby County versus Holder weakened key protections of the Voting Rights Act, especially Section 5, which requires federal approval before changes could be made to voting laws in states with histories of voter discrimination, Georgia being one of them.
The kinds of quiet policies that led to that moment, it takes us a long time to recognize the policies themselves are predicated on white supremacy and exclusion.
Dr. Carol Anderson, author of One Person, No Vote, has been at the forefront of discussing these modern-day voter suppression tactics. Her research outlines how certain laws may seem neutral on the surface, but have disproportionately affected marginalized communities. Now, in the 2020 election and subsequent Senate runoffs, Georgia became the epicenter of a voting rights showdown. The state saw record-breaking voter turnout thanks to the hard work of grassroots organizers like Stacey Abrams and organizations such as Fair Fight Action. However, the success of that election cycle was followed by the passage of Senate Bill 202 in 2001. Senate Bill 202, also known as the Election Integrity Act of 2021, introduced new voting restrictions. Among them were stricter voter ID requirements for absentee ballots, limits on the number of ballot drop boxes, and even a ban on giving food and water to voters waiting in line. Advocates argue these measures disproportionately affect Black, Brown, and poor voters. Now, Dr. Anderson highlighted this issue again in her writings, pointing out that these measures often disguise themselves as preventing voter fraud, but the evidence of widespread voter fraud is minimal at best. Despite these challenges, the fight for voting rights in Georgia continues. Organizations, activists, and even everyday citizens are mobilizing to protect and expand the right to vote. Grassroots efforts remain critical. John Lewis once said,
"Get in trouble, good trouble, necessary trouble."
Lewis's words remind us that progress is not linear. It requires continued engagement, especially at the local and state level. The future of voting rights in Georgia depends on all of us to stay informed, active, and committed. So what can we do? First, we can stay informed about the laws that affect our ability to vote. Organizations like Black Voters Matter and Fair Fight are providing resources and fighting back against unjust laws. Second, we can show up. Whether it's voting in local elections, participating in advocacy, or volunteering to help register voters. And finally, remember the words of Dr. Anderson and John Lewis. This is a fight for everyone, and it requires all of us. As Dr. Anderson writes, "We are not at the end of the civil rights movement. We are in the middle of it. The fight for voting rights will determine the strength of our democracy for years to come." Now let's continue to fight for a future where every Georgian can cast their ballot without barriers. Because after all, our democracy is stronger when every voice is heard. Thank you for joining us today for this important discussion on voting rights in Georgia. For more information about your voting rights and how you can get engaged, visit gcvedfund.org. Remember, the right to vote is the cornerstone of our freedom. Let's protect it.